Welcome to one of the six public hearings on the proposed regional master plan amendments, policy standards for warehousing in the New Jersey Highlands region, and an update to the land use capability zone map and technical report. These public hearings have been noticed on the council's website and printed in the council's newspapers of record. My name is Corey Piasecki, and I'm a principal planner with the New Jersey Highlands Council. Here with me today is James Humphreys, Director of Planning and Science for the Highlands Council. In today's hearing, we will hear comments from interested members of the public on the draft amendments. Please be sure to sign in at the table where copies of the proposed amendments and a summary memo are also available. These documents are also available on our website. If you would like to speak, please raise your hand and wait to be called on, where you will then be unmuted. When you speak, please state your name, affiliated organization, if any, and address for the record. We do encourage all speakers to send a copy of their remarks to the council and limit your comments to 3 minutes. If there's sufficient time, we will have another round of comments if needed. Comments may also be submitted to comments@highlands.nj.gov. Please be aware that this hearing is for comments on these documents only. It is not a forum for comments on the Highlands Act, NJDEP regulations, or specific property questions. If you do make a comment on something other than the document, your comments will be categorized as unresponsive and will not be addressed further. This is purely a listening session for us. We will not be responding to comments at this time. At the end of the six public hearings, we will generate a public comment response document, which will inform any changes we may wish to make to the original documents. Is there anybody that wishes to make a comment? Please raise your hand. Mr. Dylan Medici, please go ahead.
Thank you. And Dylan Medici, I am a staff on the New Jersey Highlands Coalition, and I'm also a resident of Rockaway Township in the Highlands region. So I'd like to commend the council and its staff for undertaking the arduous task of updating the regional master plan. It was written in 2008, and much has changed in this, decade and a half. By and large, the updates to the land use capability zone map reflect the on-the-ground realities facing the most densely populated state in the nation. And the methodology does a good job of distilling the complex factors that define the essential character of the Highlands region. However, a shortcoming of the documentation supporting the 2024 update is the lack of any insight on the policy implications of the large-scale changes in the land use capability designations. For instance, there's a loss of a significant amount of existing community environmentally constrained subzone lands. These lands, which consist of significant environmental features within existing communities, are those which are most threatened by development and which are most needed to preserve scarce habitat within developed areas. The 24 land use capability zone update loses about 1,600 acres of ECs in developed communities. Some of these lands are absorbed into the protection zone, but some have been lumped into the ECZs, which are not protected from further development. And there's not really any explanation why so many acres have changed in their designation and what that could mean both in loss of and both loss of and enhanced development opportunities. And also just as looking into the lands model, it's interesting that the wildlife management area subzone doesn't include Green Acres land or state parks or state forests, but only wildlife management areas and national wildlife refuges. And so that's not really a criticism of this, 2024 update, but really the lands model in general. So I'm a little curious as why these other protected areas for conservation are not included in the WMA designation. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to make a comment? Okay, at this time we will, we're just going to go off video and mute. All right, Mr. Muir.
Hello, my name is Nick Muir, and I'm an associate planner for J. Caldwell & Associates. We're a land use planning consulting firm based in Newton, New Jersey, 145 Spring Street, serving municipalities in Sussex County and the greater region. We just have two broader questions that we believe could help others gain clarity as to the regulations put forth. The first is the intent just distribution warehousing facilities, or really is this applying to all warehousing? In addition, we were curious as to how exemptions may apply, current warehousings that fall under various exemptions at this time, and how the justification or implications might be going forward.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to make a comment, please raise your hand. Okay, seeing none at this time, we're going to just go off camera and mute ourselves, but we will remain available for the next 20 minutes at least. And if somebody comes online or somebody raises their hand, we will come back and take your comment. Thank you. All right, we're going to come back online real quick here. Mr. Glazer, as the only remaining member of the public, do you have any comments that you wish to make? All right. Seeing none, the time is now 4:30. There are no additional commenters who wish to speak, and thus concludes the Highlands Council's public hearing on February 12th at 4 o'clock virtually via Zoom. Thank you.
Thank you.